FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An investigation has been launched into a structural collapse that claimed the lives of two construction workers in Phoenix, north of Durban. It's understood the victims were conducting work at the site on Cane Haven Drive yesterday when a retaining wall fell on them. Ndabezinhle Sibiya, who's with KZN Human Settlements, says key role players will be consulted for further information on the victims.
Such as the Thekwini Municipality, as well as the National Home Builders Registration Council, to check if all procedures were followed and also to check whether there was an adherence to the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Act.
And the Thekwini Municipality says its disaster management unit is on high alert following a warning forecast for parts of KZN. The SA Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms in the northeastern and extreme northwestern parts of the province for today. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana is urging residents to remain cautious and stay indoors where possible.
These thunderstorms are expected to be accompanied by damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail, and heavy rains leading to localized flooding.
Now, if you are going to be on the roads this afternoon, please maintain a safe following distance while driving. You're also reminded not to attempt crossing rivers or streams. And abroad, the World Health Organization has proposed slashing a fifth of its budget following the US decision to withdraw. It says it will now be forced to reduce its reach and workforce. In an email sent to staff, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says they're facing an income gap of around 11 billion rand this year alone. The US was the health agency's biggest donor. President Donald Trump announced the pullout in January. Ghebreyesus says Trump's decision, as well as other geopolitical conditions, have left them in a dire state. And back home, you're reminded of a yellow level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms. It's been issued for the northeastern and extreme northwestern parts of KZN this afternoon. Showers and thundershowers are also expected across KZN. Durban and Moy River, 27 degrees. Newcastle, Richards Bay and Ladysmith, 29. Pietermaritzburg and Margate, 26. Ulundi, 28. Underberg and Kokstad, 24. We've got 2 metre swells at sea this morning in Durban with sunset at 5 minutes to 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. You can also find more on these and other news stories at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.